From the internet. From the internet. To your ears. This is RFD.
Alert. 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
It is time once again for the Stephen Roy Show. And the mixer's wicking out again. Shocker, shocker, shocker. That's okay. Let's do it. Let's do the shay. It is November 2nd, 2024. It was like hard to say November. Can you believe that? Yeah. That means we're like 3 weeks from Thanksgiving. A couple months from couple months from Christmas. It's going to be a good day today in West Texas. Let me diddle with this, trying to get it better. I don't know if it's better. We'll find out. We'll find out when I play music. Oh, there's a teaser. That's what's coming up. The artist of the week this week on the Stephen Roy Show is Alison Krauss. We'll start with Simple Love. That's what was just playing, and that's a great song. Got some other music ready for you, T, on this day. Still not right. Still not right. Let's see. I don't know what's with the... I got to go through all the connections. I don't think it's the mixer. I think it's all the jumpers on this. I'll unplug it, plug it back in. Unplug it, plug it back in. I don't know what it is. Something's messing up. Anyway, let's go ahead and do the Rumble. The Rumble video. Ooh, I got bad gas. Uh-oh. Maybe not. Maybe I'll play some music. I almost sharted. Let's start with Alison Krauss then, because she is the artist of the week. Heard this song last night. She has the voice of an angel right here on the Stephen Roy Show. And then you got to turn this up. Turn that up, David.
Little yellow house sitting on a hill. That is where he children born, beautiful wife,
real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, come on down. Come on, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down in the river to as I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down, come on down, don't you want to go down? Come on, mothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. Down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to pray. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way.
Oh my God, no way!
Oh my God, RFD!
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear. But when you hold me
Webster could never define what's being said between your heart and mine. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you catch me if ever I fall. You say
that banjo. Yeah, Alison Krauss, doesn't she have a beautiful voice? She does. And I love that song, When You Say Nothing at All. It's a great song. I actually like the Ronan Keating version better. I'll play that for you in a bit. Still wigging. Little better. Anyway, I heard a Ronan cover of, I don't even remember what it was. Was it a Elton John song? Whatever it was, it sucked. Bad. It was terrible. And so that Ronan Keating was super bad. I do like When You Say Nothing at All that he did for Notting Hill. Great song. So I'll have to play that for you here one of these days. Yeah, mixer's still wigging. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's not this. It's not the mic. It's not the music. It's something on the entire mixer board. I don't know what it is. I know, that feedback sucked. Now it's working. So, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Could be the compressor, limiter, expander. Who knows? All right, let's go ahead and do the rumble. Then I'll play more great music for you. A lot more music. Turn this off. And take my headphones off. I always forget that. Get myself all situated so I don't have to adjust during the rumble. Welcome to the rumble, the Stephen Roy rumble for November 2nd, 2024. Hard to believe it's November, right? When I first said that on the podcast this morning, which you can hear on Radio Free Dish Nuts or at the Game Bird server, the link is at the top of my X at Stephen Roy Radio. When I first went to say November this morning, it was like, it's November already? And I say that every month on the podcast, but it just seems crazy. Well, there's crazy stuff happening in the United States today. Where did I put my phone? I don't think I brought it out here. Wow, left it in the house. All right. Like President Trump, I can wing it. Don't need my phone. Just like President Trump doesn't need a teleprompter. And that's the exact opposite of Cackling Cammy. The exact opposite. Because she can't do anything. She can't wipe her sizable A without a teleprompter. And I can. A gentleman just followed me yesterday on the X, where you can join me at Stephen Roy Radio. And he was in the Venezuelan government when they started their socialist BS. And he knew it was going to be bad. I don't know if his father was from Cuba, but his father used to tell him about what it was like when the Castro regime took over Cuba. Because it became a third world asshole. And so this gentleman knew that if these policies were implemented in Venezuela, it too would become a third world asshole. Why is that? Venezuela was once the most prosperous nation in Central and South America. They had massive oil wealth. You ever see Valero gas stations? That was originally, anyway, Venezuelan oil. That's how big Venezuela was. The government can't do anything right. It's pouring rain here in West Texas. I can hear it. I can hear it on the wall behind me. But that's okay. Let's continue. I even have a UPS that keeps things on. Probably not everything, though. That light up there might stay on if the power goes off, but that one over there won't. Anyway, every time the government gets involved, it turns to S. So a lot of my followers are like, well, Deben, what do I say to family and friends when they say crazy leftist BS? Here's the first thing you tell them. You say this. So you're cool. You're cool with the Kamala invasion bloodbath, raping and murdering women and children. That's okay, right? You don't have a problem with that. The rape and murder of American children. And that's what's happening. These welded wide open borders are there so the Kamala invasion bloodbath can let in a few hundred million illegal aliens. It's the replacement theory, right? Do you think it's a mystery that tens of thousands of Haitian immigrants have been sent to swing states? Have been sent to battleground states? Do you think it's a mystery they've been sent to small towns in Ohio and Pennsylvania, places that didn't have any leftist idiot political support? It's not a coinkydink. That's why they're there. They're there to create chaos. You don't believe me that this is all deliberate? Read the Cloward and Piven strategy. One of the main forces of the strategy, one of the main reasons for the strategy, is to create massive chaos. Massive chaos. And that's exactly what's happening. It is chaotic. Like nothing you've ever seen before. And it's intentional. It's intentional. The Cloward and Piven strategy says you should overwhelm the system so it implodes from within. That is exactly what's happening. You put 100 million people on welfare, it collapses. You just pummel schools and hospitals with illegal aliens. They collapse from within. Why? Why would they do all this? Because these leftist idiots actually believe they're going to take over this government and have a permanent dictatorship. That is their goal. Then they will make you bend the knee, or you will be put in jail, or worse, you will be murdered. You think it can happen here? It already is. Attorney General Elephant Man, Christopher Rain Man, and the Department of Injustice are sending their brown shirts to break down the doors of American citizens and murder them or haul them off to jail. You think there's not hundreds of people, thousands of people in jail for their political
for their political speech. It's happening. It's happening right now in these United States of America. After the 1-6 orchestrated false flag event, FBI agents, that's right, the brown shirts of Christopher Rain Man, went to a couple's house in Homer, Alaska. Let me tell you where Homer is. Homer is on the tip of the Kenai Peninsula. The Kenai Peninsula, here's Anchorage, right? Okay, here's Alaska. This is Alaska, right? Here's Anchorage. Then there's this peninsula that sticks out into the Pacific Ocean. Right here on the tip of the Kenai Peninsula is Homer. That's where it is. They went in there and went to arrest these people, and they're like, what the heck are you talking about? We weren't even in the Capitol. We didn't even go anywhere near it. And just because they were in Washington, D.C. when it happened, they tried to arrest them. If they couldn't approve, they weren't a part of that orchestrated false flag event, they would have went to jail. Remember when the shaman with the buffalo head went to jail? Yeah, he went to jail. You remember that? Well, videos surfaced that showed him being escorted into the congressional deal. Dee just texted me, and I can't text her back. She's like, "You left your phone in here." Yes, I know. I did. I'm doing it without a teleprompter, but I can't text you back. She'll either bring it out or she won't, and either way, we will just keep going. So, when video surfaced showing that he was escorted down the hall, escorted into the congressional chambers, they finally released him. They released him from jail. This is what happened. Now, I won't believe my lying eyes. They purposely opened the doors to the Capitol. Now,
they broke a window to go in there.
Yeah, guess what? It was an Antifa member. You think I'm kidding? It's true. Black Liberals Matter and Antifa were there in black, or worse, dressed up like Trump supporters. Yes, they were. They were dressed up. I saw videos of them dressing up in their Trump garb before they went to the Capitol. Now, there was a hallway with double doors, glass in the doors. There was three policemen guarding the doorway. They were guarding the doorway. Nobody was trying to get past them. They were standing there in the doorway, and then it was like this. It was like this. I gotta find something to talk. It was like this. Into the microphone. You know, the lapel mic for their wireless radio? Then the three policemen, the three Capitol police, the three Capitol popo, left. They left their positions guarding those doorways. They were commanded to leave it unguarded. Then an Antifa member stepped up, started smashing the window. Ashley Babbitt smacked him and said, "Hey, what the hell are you doing, man? Don't be smashing windows." And he did it anyway. Then she started climbing through the window because it was barricaded on the other side by chairs and crap. That's when that black Capitol lieutenant came out from behind a doorway where he was hiding like a little girl and shot her in the head. Shot her dead. Now, if the role was reversed and the officer was white and Ashley Babbitt was black, we would have never heard the end of it. There would have been riots in Washington, D.C. because a white policeman killed a black woman. But no, since it was a black officer and a white woman who was murdered, unarmed, little 4'11", 95-pound girl is going to hurt you? What kind of man are you? You shot her in the head because she was coming through the window? Oh, do you think she was going to hurt you? You are a P-word because you're not a man. I want to say worse, but I won't. Let's keep it family friendly. So, it pains me to know she was murdered and others were too. There were at least a couple other American patriots that were murdered on that day. And contrary to the lies of this government, there was no officers murdered on that day. No officers were killed on that.
Well, there was a cop that died of a stroke.
Yeah, like 2 weeks later. Oh, you think that was related?
Yeah, there was so much stress, he died of a stroke.
Here's a news flash from your Uncle Steven. I had a minor stroke in 2018. I don't blame anybody for that, except myself, for not taking care of myself. Okay? And even then, after having an MRI and then an angiogram, the angiogram showed it was congenital. There was nothing anyone could do about it. I have a stenosis on the back of my neck. You know what a stenosis is? A stenosis is a narrowing of the artery. You could have a stenosis in your back, where your back is out of alignment or something is wrong, and it's smashing your spinal cord. That's called a stenosis. I met a gentleman in Northern California that had a stenosis in his neck. He felt numbness in his arms and legs. He almost couldn't walk. He found a orthopedic surgeon who had a doctorate in orthopedic surgery and a doctorate in biomechanical stuff. Anyway, he fixed this gentleman's neck, and now he's fully functional and hasn't had a problem since. So that was a stenosis, okay? So because I'm a stroke survivor, I know what it's like to have a stroke. Bryben had a couple strokes. That's why he's cray-cray. That's why he's crapping himself, no doubt, right? He's old beyond his years, because people can function even at 80 years old. There's people in their 70s that are in better shape than I am, right? So you can't just go by age. So my point is, the cop had a stroke. You can't blame that on the 1-6 orchestrated false flag event. Now, important information also is that Christopher Rain Man admitted there were over 100 undercover agents in the crowd on 1-6. That's all the proof you need to know it was an orchestrated false flag event. But hey, I won't believe my lying eyes. So, that's the first thing you say to somebody when they try to tell you that Cackle and Cammy is going to be good for this nation. She's just a shill. She's an idiot, okay? I told you how she got into politics. She was the mistress of the state representative Willie Brown. Now, Willie Brown was the most powerful politician in Skankramento. Yes, he was. He was the most powerful politician in Skankramento. He was Speaker of the House for the California Assembly. You got a lower house and upper house in Skankafornia. Lower house is the Assembly, upper house is the Senate. It's much the same here in Texas. We have a lower house of representatives, we have an upper house. That's the Senate, okay? That's how it works here in Texas. But the contrary to that, it's not a full-time job screwing you with taxes in Texas. That's what it is in California. In Texas, it's a part-time legislature. That means you have to have another job. You're not gonna survive just being a representative to the state of Texas. So you're a citizen representative, because they only meet every 2 years. Every 2 years, the Texas legislature meets. So they will meet again in 2025. The only exception is a special session that can be called by the governor of Texas. Here it's Governor Greg Abbott. And then the lieutenant governor is the leader of the Senate. They have a speaker of the House, the lieutenant governor, Dan Patrick's the sports commentator. I'm sorry, I can't even remember his name. I believe his last name is Patrick, though. Anyway, doesn't matter. The point is, the lieutenant governor of Texas is in charge of the Senate. Sound familiar? Cackling Cammy's been in charge of the Senate. Because there was a 50-50 split in the Senate because of the massive fraud election in Georgia-Zuela in 2022, that Cackling Cammy, she has been the deciding vote, the tiebreaker on something like 93 pieces of legislation. Now, you want to watch something interesting? Hey, I can't confirm it's all true, but I think it is. Check out the video about voting machines that I just posted this morning on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. If you think there's not going to be fraud in 2024, I've got a bridge to Forest Hill to sell you, because I effing guarantee you that the fraud in 2024 will make 2020 look like child's play. It happened in 2020. It happened in 2022. It's going to happen again in 2024. The only difference this time is there is going to be a massive landslide for President Trump. So how are they going to overcome that? They can switch a large percentage of votes with these voting machines, and that's going to be their main ploy. Are they going to be able to create enough ballots to overturn states like Pennsylvania and Arizona Stan? I call it POSA for Pennsylvania. Are they going to be able to do this and pull this off in POSA? It's going to be much harder this time. Do you know there was something like 50,000 Amish registered in 2020? And now there's over 200,000 Amish registered, thanks to great American patriots like Scott Pressler, who has made for the first time, he has, by his efforts, it's not something he made, these are actual people that have registered to vote. There is actually more Republicans than there are Democrats in POSA. So don't tell me they had to create a million ballots in POSA for the 2020 election. When they did the pause to recalibrate the voting machines at about 10:30 on the evening of the 2020 fraud election, when they did the big pause to recalibrate their machines, President Trump had an 800,000 vote lead in POSA. They had to create over a million ballots for him to lose POSA. And that's what happened. I've told you the story before. Well, I've seen the video of this gentleman. A driver took we're talking an 18-wheeler trailer of ballots from a printer in New York to POSA. So he drove a 18-wheeler trailer full of ballots. You can put a million ballots in an 18-wheeler. He drove that post office trailer from New York to POSA. From New Yorkistan to POSA, that's where the ballots probably came from. And then the trailer disappeared. And I told you that he was upset that he lost his trailer, because as a truck driver, you want a good trailer, right? You don't want to be towing a POS trailer. So that's what happened in POSA. But we won't believe our lying eyes when we saw in Georgia-Zuela, when they took a dozen black duffel bags out from under a table in the middle of the night on the 2020 fraud election night to read these ballots. And then we won't believe the affidavits of people that were there that saw them take the ballots out of the counted tray, put it into the uncounted tray, take the ballots out of the uncounted tray, and put it into the uncounted tray. This is what happened in Georgia-Zuela. Do you really think they can't do it again? So when people start telling you how great this woman was, who was given she was given no-show jobs on commissions by Willie Brown. So Willie Brown gave Cackling Cammy two commission jobs to start. She didn't even have to show up. She got paid over $100,000 for each of those no-show jobs. That's how she got started. Then she became, you know, she's a lawyer, but nobody ever saw her ever go to court, right? When she was Attorney General of California, First, she was attorney. She was district attorney of like San Francisco County. Then she was attorney general of California. And guess what? She never tried a case once. What kind of lawyer never goes to court? What are you? I mean, even a real estate lawyer is going to go to court. I mean, what kind of lawyer does that? Do you only negotiate stuff behind the scenes so you can never go to court? Okay. I've never seen a lawyer never go to court. Okay. Whatever. What are you, like, are you a tax lawyer or something? I mean, there are such a thing, right? You could be an accountant and a lawyer, I suppose. Anyway, the point is, the only person that's super proud of Cacklin' Cammy is Willie Brown. I'm sure Brown's Willie is so proud of her accomplishments. Then she was immaculated senator of Skankafornia. Then she was installed like a bidet as VP of this country. And what has she done since then? Absolutely nothing. The gates are still welded wide open at the southern non-border. You know what? Over 100,000 Americans die every year. So what's... Who has died? Over half a million Americans have died from fentanyl overdose. Do you really think that's accidental? That that's coming across the border? Enough fentanyl to kill every woman, every man, woman, and child in this country 1,000 times over. That's how much fentanyl is coming into this country. And it's here in West Texas. Every state is a border state. Without being specific, I can tell you, when I was on the grand jury, I was on the grand jury for 2 months, and there was many fentanyl cases. Many. They would do a traffic stop, and they might find a little marijuana. They might find some methamphetamine, which you will be prosecuted for. Then they'll find fentanyl pills. They got to be sent to a lab to find out what they really are, because... You know, they'll make these things look like they're OxyContin or hydrocodone or Percocet or Xanax. Can you imagine? Got the coughs. So the bottom line is this. You need to vote for President Trump on Election Day. You need to, because if you don't, this country's not going to be like anything you've ever seen before, not in these United States. And that's what their goal is. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to destroy this nation. It doesn't matter if it's the United States or Kanadistan or the ununited Kingdomistan. It doesn't matter if it's Australiastan. They're trying to destroy the entire Western world so they can replace those governments with dictatorships that will make you bend the knee. And if you don't, they will be coming for you. Well, I have a message for Cacklin' Cammy and Tampon Timmy the pedo. Tampon Timmy is being accused of molesting a young man who came here from China as an exchange student. He groomed him. He molested him. That's right. Why do you think he made 28 trips to China? Well, now you know. He had a relationship with a woman in China that was the daughter of a Chinese Communist Party official. And she says that he made a commitment to her to marry her. Well, guess what? He did not. He probably just wanted her. And so he told her whatever he had to tell her, like the weak man that he is, to get into her drawers. Isn't that sad? The poor woman was so upset by how poorly she was treated that she was almost suicidal. That's Tampon Timmy the pedo. You don't want him in the capital either. I could tell you, Cacklin' Cammy and Tampon Timmy are shills. They are going to have no decisions in this administration if they take this, if they're installed like a bidet, if they're installed like a urinal. They are not going to have any power. I guarantee you there is a Malbama behind the curtain. I guarantee you. And that's why Bathhouse Barry and Michael have launched a terrible campaign saying all kinds of nasty things. You have to remember, To these people, to leftist idiots, the ends justifies the means. They will do anything they have to stay in power. And I mean anything. They will murder you. They will murder you if it will advance their cause. You think I'm kidding? Why don't you look up Seth Rich? Why don't you look up the young staffer who was shot in the back? They didn't even steal anything. They shot him and killed him because he leaked DNC information to the other side. And it was public. I think it was published on Wikipedia or WikiLeaks or one of those. Why do you think Julian Assange was in hiding for years? Because these people want to kill him. Why do you think Edward Snowden defected to the Russia of all places? That's right. Edward Snowden is safer in Russia than he is in the United States. That should tell you all you need to know. And he's not the only one that have fled this nation to keep from being killed. That's how evil these people are. These leftist idiots, these communists, these socialists. Hey, the comparison of President Trump to Hitler is just, it's just idiocy. Okay? Why don't you study World War II? Why don't you study the Holocaust? Have you seen people with tattoos of numbers on their arms? We're not talking about like beautiful tattoos. Looks like they were done in about 2 seconds because they didn't give a damn about these people. Well, I've seen it. I told you the story. First time I saw it, went to a company gas station, and this is probably like 95, 96. Sweet little old man was sitting in the Union 76 getting his car worked on, and I saw the number. I saw the number tattooed on his arm. I saw it. And then I was on a Caribbean cruise, and you had to get off and on a tender to get to shore, right? So this old lady comes down the steps getting on the tender, and I saw it. I saw the number tattooed on her arm. Okay? They killed over 6 million Jews and 6 million non-Jews. They killed homosexuals. They killed gypsies. They killed Russians like you wouldn't believe. Absolutely horrific. Have you seen the gas chambers? Have you seen them? Have you seen the crematoriums full of bodies that they burned? Have you seen it? After World War II, the German people were forced to go and see the carnage that they refused to believe. So if your friends refuse to believe that it can't happen here, you should tell them. It is not right to compare President Trump to Hitler. You know, all these things that they say you're going to lose, all these rights they say you're going to lose. Why didn't that happen between 2016 and 2020? If you really think he's so evil, why did we have the most prosperous economy in the history of the United States between 2016 and 2020? Why? Why do we have so much prosperity if you think things are so terrible? 2017 through 2020, we had record low unemployment for black Americans. Record unemployment for Hispanic Americans. Record unemployment for Asian Americans. Record unemployment for women. Record unemployment for kids. People under the age of 19. That's what happened. We had the lowest border incursions ever in American history. And that's what's going to happen again if you vote for President Trump. So you need to. So unless you want your family murdered by illegal aliens, unless you want your towns taken. You know, I was just in Lowe's yesterday, and I was surprised to see so many signs in Spanish. Wasn't like that before when I first came here to West Texas. That means they're catering to illegal aliens. They're here in West Texas. All right, well, that's going to do it for me today on today's show. I told you I could get through it without a teleprompter, right? Thank you so much for watching. We'll continue on the podcast. You have a great day. You have a great evening. You have a great week. Yes, now you have to. All right, that's it for the Rumble. I will upload that. And we will continue to play good music for you.
I got some more Alison Krauss for you. I started to play this one before, so we'll continue it now. It's called Mama Cried on the Stephen Roy Podcast.
This is RFD.
Daylight falls, and I'm lost in the big parade. Hold my hand, darling, I'm afraid of the daylight. Shade is dark, cool and languid forever long. Safe in shadow, it's never stopped.
R-A-A-A, bite me.
Denied.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Well, the landslide brought me down.
Le who? The her.
I ledge of a plegiance of to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republican for which in my hands
with puberty and nachos, nacho for all.
No!
You mean illegal cable? Who told you that? What is his name I wanted? You're offering me a bribe. What you have just done is illegal. And in this state, if convicted, you could be fined up to $5,000 or spend 6 months in a correctional facility.
Just jerking your chin.
I'll juice you up.
I am Cornholio.
From the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
It is hour number two of the Stephen Roy Show, and yes, I am he. I am the Stephen Roy. Wonder why I couldn't hear myself. Got the headphones turned down. That's my spider. All right. It is hour number two of the Stephen Roy podcast for November 2nd, 2024. You know what that means? Less Stephen, more music. And we got some good stuff queued up for you. All kinds. We're going to continue the Artist of the Week, Allison Krauss, and Union Station. You heard one from Union Station. She didn't sing on Mama Cried. No, it wasn't Mama Cried. Whatever it was. I think it was Mama Cried. Anyway, doesn't matter. Good song, good music on the Stephen Roy podcast. Here's David Buxtemper from Dale Watson. Wrote this in like 2 weeks.
David Buxtemper, piano, staccato. Farms 3,700 acres outside of Lubbock. He's a harvest time trucker hauling wheat and corn and sorghum. David Buxtemper, piano, staccato. He's a farming trucker, or maybe he's a trucking farmer. It all depends on the time of year. In the summer there's wheat, in the fall corn and sorghum. For David Buxtemper from Llano, Estacado.
Oh my God, RFD!
Putting the fun back in radio. This is RFD. Real radio was never like this. This is RFD. Thank you.
love you with all my heart. Love you whenever we're together. Love you when we're apart. And when at last I find you, your song will fill the air. Sing it loud so I can hear you. Make it easy to
been a long time coming. As you shed a lonesome tear, now you're in a wonderland. I wonder what you're doing here. The flame no longer flickers. You're feeling just like a fool. You keep staring into your liquor, wondering what to do. Touch you for a while. I'm gonna ruin my black mascara. You're drinking whiskey when it should be wine. You keep looking into that mirror, but to me you're looking really fine. I don't hardly know you, but I'd be willing to show you. I know a way to make you laugh at that cowgirl as she's walking at your door. I know a way to make you smile. Just let me whisper things you've never heard before. Just let me touch you, baby. Let me touch you for a thank you.
choosing to you the next best thing. The playing and winning is playing and losing. You're the lucky one, I know that now. Don't ask you why, when, where, or how. No matter where you're at, that's where you'll be. You can bet your luck won't follow me. Just give you a song and I will not stand. You'll be looking at a happy man, cause you're the lucky one.
First time I met you, knew I never could forget you, girl. You always saw the blue skies past the rain clouds in my eyes. There's music in your laughter from the floor up to the rafters. You're that happy ever after I've been after my whole life. Who knows where I'd be without you? No, I just couldn't be without you. I'll just say amen. I can't count them on one hand, but honey, look there on your finger. I'd say I'm a lucky man. God made two lovers out of strangers. A little house on a little land, a little creek, a little Jeep, same old moon everybody sees. It sure ain't hard to count your blessings. Yesterday we celebrated our first year together, and together still feels better than that first night we met. Never dreamed that you could be so perfectly created, girl. He made a perfect angel, and he made you just for me. Who knows where I'd be without you? No, I just couldn't be without you. I'll just say amen. I can't count them on one hand, but honey, look there on your finger. I'd say I'm a lucky man. God made two lovers out of strangers. On a little land, a little creek, a little Jeep, same old moon everybody sees. It sure ain't hard to count your blessings. No, I can't count them on both hands. But honey, look here at this picture. I'd say we're a lucky fam. I'm thankful to be with you. A little house on a little land, a couple kids, two or three, same old song that we'll always sing. It sure ain't hard to count your blessings. Oh, take time to count your blessings.
RFD. How you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I can never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me wherever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing at all. They can never define.
Tell me that you love me, and if I am not clock, it's 6 a.m. I feel so far from where I've been. I got my eggs, I got my pancakes too. I got my maple syrup, everything but you. I break the yolks and make a smiley face. I kinda like it in my brand new place. Wipe the spots off of the mirror, don't leave my keys in the door. I never put wet towels on the floor anymore, cause trains last so long, even after you're gone. I know that you love me, and so you will see you're meant for me, and I was meant for you. I called my mama, she was out for a walk. Consulted a cup of coffee, but it didn't want to talk. So I picked up the paper, it was more bad news. My heart's being broken, paper being used. Put on my coat in the pouring rain. I saw a movie, it just wasn't the same. Cause it was happy or I was sad, and it made me miss you. Was so bad. Take a deep breath. A good look around. Put on my PJs and hop into bed. I'm half alive, but I feel mostly dead. I try and tell myself it'll all be alright. I just shouldn't think anymore tonight.
Found me, oh, girl, you're every woman in the world. Together we'll climb as high as the highest star.
I'm living a lifetime in every minute that we're together. And I'm staying right here forever. Oh, oh, oh.
Girl, you're every woman in the world to me. You're my fantasy. You're my reality.
When you're wondering if he's hearing you, Look at me, I'm living proof. I'm only right where I am today because somebody prayed. So I hit my knees cause I've seen all. Looks like somebody prayed. For the child of God is far from home, the one who thinks they're too far gone. I'm throwing out another prayer in vain. Worn out altars, tear-stained pews. Still I won't give up on you. I believe that anything can change when somebody prays. So I hit my knees cause I somebody prayed. I've seen miracles come from feeble words. I've seen hospital rooms turned into cathedrals. I've seen freedom come to the prisoner. You can't tell me that prayer don't work. So every night there by your bed, you fold your hands and bow your head. Not a single word you've ever said in vain, cause he hears everything. So I hit my knees cause I've seen all. Looks like somebody prayed.